You came 11 years with nostalgia for the light, the first in your trilogy, and now we're together with you with your final film of the trilogy, La Cordillera of Dreams. In each, there is a great focus on nature and sense of place. Can you speak about how you position nature as a filmmaker in your works?
En Chile no puedes alejarte de la naturaleza.
Patricio
Es un
is
país tan raro
saying
que
that
es
it
un
is very
Ecuador,
difficult to
es
be
una
in
luna,
Chile
no es un
without
país
thinking about
y
nature,
hay
because
siempre
nature is a
o
constant
cordillera
presence
o el
in
océano
Chilean life.
y el océano
Either you
y el
are
momento.
flanked
Supongo que es
by
como
the
estar en San
mountain
Francisco
range
o
on one
algo
side
parecido,
or by the
porque
ocean
tú te
on
pones
the
en
other. And so
Chile
water
y
and
hay
the mountain
15.000
are both
kilómetros en
present
adelante
as
donde no hay
both
nada más que agua.
kind of limits to the
Y eso es muy
country, but also
impresionante. Estar
defining
en la playa de Chile y
elements
mirar
in this
la línea del
corridor,
horizonte.
because Chile is not an
Digamos que
expansive
la
country, it's a very
naturaleza de
narrow
Chile es
and
tan
long
fuerte
country, and both the mountain range
que te
and the ocean,
inspira y te empuja hacia ahí. Y
sort of
mi mente
define
y
it.
la mía han
If you
llegado
stand in
hacia
Valparaíso, for instance, and look
a la
into the ocean,
naturaleza.
you see 15,000
Si
kilometers
viviera
of
en otro
nothing
lugar,
but water,
como
and
por
so
ejemplo
you
en Francia,
have to
la
grapple
naturaleza
with
no es
this
tan
presence of the
impresionante.
horizon.
Sí, en
And
Pallaraíba
this
hay
sense of
muchos árboles,
expansiveness.
hay mucha
So
gente, hay mucho
nature is very,
silencio.
very
Y
strong,
también hay
because it
toda
inspires
esa vida
and
salvaje
also
que en Chile
pushes
se puede
Chilean
admirar un
people
poco.
toward it. And
Sí,
so it's
prácticamente la
very
mitad del
attractive
país
because
está
it is
deshabitado,
inevitable.
no hay nadie.
He said that that he has never had this sensation anywhere else. He lives in France, and France, has green spaces and parks and so forth and so on. But nature is not as present. There's a lot of demographic density, there's a lot more people. And so, one fourth of Chile is all is occupied. The rest of the country is not. And so nature is inevitable. It's a very strong presence.
You speak in your film about your creative life in exile and deep sense of dislocation. How is the role of cultural imagination vital for you and for everyone in the struggle for liberation?
Es una pregunta difícil de responder.
It is a very difficult question to answer.
Porque en Chile, antes del golpe de Estado,
Patricio is
cuando
saying
era
that, well, as I said,
adolescente,
that is
cuando
a
era
very
niño,
difficult question to
yo
answer,
me sentía
but
fuera del
in his
país. Es una
mind, the way
sensación
he explains
muy
it is
rara.
that
No sé cómo
since the time that
explicarla.
he was a child, he
Digamos
felt a
que
sense of
hay
detachment
una sensación
and
de
also kind of
soledad
a feeling
en
of
mí
solitude
que viene de
that
antes
he
de
has
la muerte de
nurtured
Estado.
always and that made it possible for him when he went
Es por
in
eso que he
exile
podido vivir
to be
afuera
able
de
to
Chile,
handle it and
pero
to
al mismo
explain it to
tiempo
himself
vivo
that way.
afuera
So
de Chile.
this feeling has
Es
been
algo
with
muy
him
raro.
much before
Probablemente
the
tendríamos
coup
que consultar a un psiquiatra
in 1973. And then at the
y
same
con
time,
respuesta, pero yo tampoco me las sé explicar.
he has
Digamos que
always
estando en
felt
Chile,
like an
nunca me sentí
outsider.
de ese lugar.
But at the same
No
time,
sé
he
por qué.
has obsessed
Tampoco me
about
siento
Chile from the very
de
beginning. And
México
so
o
he has
de
this kind of
Cuba o de
contradictory
Argentina.
but
Eso lo conozco muy
unifying
bien.
set of forces that define
Pero
his
tampoco me siento
creativity.
francés, es decir,
He
en
cannot
mi país
explain
he
it
vivido
in
muchos
any
años
other way.
lejano.
Maybe a psychiatrist or
Yo
psychologist
creo
could
que
explain
cada
it.
artista
But he
tiene
doesn't have
un
a sense of
universo
belonging in that
propio,
way. He lived in
personal,
Spain, he's been to
que se va
Mexico, he's been to many other
construyendo
places.
de una
But he
manera
doesn't have kind of
mágica,
that
si tú
feeling
quieres, porque no
of
es lógico,
belonging
pero es así.
to places. And
Es
so
así.
each finally he concludes that, each artist has a personal universe that is not entirely logical in the way they define it. And so he feels that his reflects that sort of relativity that is also anchored in very specific materially definable places like Chile.
The lessons of your film seem so relevant, especially now in our current crisis of the pandemic as fascism and oligarchy continue to dominate. What do the lessons of Chile reveal to the world today and for our future?
Lo principal es lo que está pasando en Chile. Quiero decir de que hay una revolución en marcha.
the answer is that that we need to look at what is happening in Chile right now, that there's kind of a revolution in place without leaders, without any defined leadership, without specific concrete objectives, decentralized, without any definitive sense of the future. So people don't know what this political effervescence, revolutionary effervescence is going to lead to. That is very multiple. There are many people, millions of people coming out, many of them without any signs, without any political definitive aspirations, but expressing their feelings and discontent. And all of this is kind of a mystery. And so he sees this happening as well in countries like France and many other places, including also the Arab regions. Where these revolutionary expressions and movements are happening, and that this is an accumulating force that is beginning to emerge, that is fantastic, that is also potentially dangerous, and that they represent an incredible opportunity for artists of all shapes to explore and to try to document. And that is just very interesting for everybody to both participate in and also to register.
You will be speaking with us in a Vida Media workshop, which is key to our mission at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. The role of the independent filmmaker Pablo is so critical. How does he inspire, and what can we learn from him as artists and filmmakers and community organizers in this challenging time? Anything else that you would like to say about that specific person, Pablo?
Pablo tiene algo extraordinario.
He would like to answer the question by talking about Pablo, Pablo Salas, that he is a very kind of unique character because he handles the camera as if he were a writer, a poet, instead of a filmmaker. He goes out every day to record everything that is happening. He doesn't go out with the script in hand. He doesn't have a specific scheme to work from. He just registers and witnesses what happens. And the only motivation that brings him to do that is his desire to be a witness and his desire to register what happens in his country. And this becomes an example for all of us filmmakers and not professional and not street journalists and anybody who is interested in being both a witness and an activist. To do that. And so he's very special in that sense, but he's also an everyman or every human in many other contexts.
Anything else that you would like to share today with us, Patricio?
No.
No, he doesn't have anything to add. He's just really happy to have connected with us and that he's looking forward to a conversation on Friday that looks very much like this one, that has been very very pleasant for him and very enlightening, and that he looks forward to being able to be useful, and he's very happy that people have liked his film.
Thank you for your inspiration as a filmmaker. We're so honored to share your film and hear your words of wisdom at the Sanctuary. You are virtually, but you are so connected to our hearts. Thank you for giving us the time, okay?
Sí.
Can't wait to see you.
Sí, mil gracias por todo, por conectarte y conectar tu trabajo con nuestros corazones, nuestras mentes. Y que, nada, que esperamos con ansia el viernes para ver a dónde nos lleva todo.
Muchas gracias a...
And, so thank you to all of us.
Thank you.